be with you.
And with your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus and his disciples went into the region of Judea, where he spent some time with them baptizing. John was also baptizing in Aenon near Salim, because there was an abundance of water there. And people came to be baptized, for John had not yet been imprisoned. Now a dispute arose between the disciples of John and a Jew about a ceremonial washing. So they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, the one who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you testified, here he is baptizing and everyone is coming to him." John answered and said, "No one can receive anything except what has been given from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said that I am not the Christ, but that I was sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The best man who stands and listens for him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made complete. He must increase, I must decrease." The Gospel of the Lord. We, in these weeks, days after the Epiphany, we see the beginning of the ministry of Jesus and also the waning ministry of John. John is always associated with baptizing in the Jordan. He baptized in the Jordan. Now, why is that significant? Well, we must remind ourselves that the Jordan River was the last frontier that the people of God crossed before getting into the promised land. That was the last boundary. Once they crossed the Jordan River, they were in promised land already. So it ended their exodus. Now, John was baptizing in the Jordan. What does this mean? Well, what John is trying to say is that there is a new exodus that's going to happen. That's the significance of that. And this new exodus will be ushered in by the new Moses, who is the Christ. And that is why here, when people are getting confused, well, you know, this Jesus that you have pointed out is baptizing also. Well, John said, well, now I am happy because now he has begun. He has begun to lead us into this new exodus. And where, and if the people of God were going in their exodus, in their first exodus, were going to the promised land, well, where is the new exodus headed? Heaven. The new exodus is headed to heaven. And in this new exodus, you and I are a part of. In the first exodus, it was just the people of God, the Hebrew people. And now the second exodus, in which the Lord is leading us, you and I are part of, and the entire creation is being led to this new exodus, to the promised land, which is heaven. Now, very much like the Israelites on their journey to the promised land, they were tempted. There were many voices calling them to abandon the pilgrimage and then just take on the easy road, the shortcuts. And Moses was staunch in saying, "Fix your eyes on the Lord. Fix your eyes to the promises of the Lord." The same thing is happening to us. Jesus, as our new Moses, is calling us to fix our gaze on the things that are heaven. In the words of St. Paul, fix your eyes on the things that are above. And so we are vigilant. We are very vigilant on our journey to our destiny, which is heaven. In the first reading today, John gave us very, very practical things that we need to look out for. Of course, John was concerned about sin, you know. Concern about sin and move away from sin because the people who are called by God to be his people, his holy people, to be his children, sin is not part of their being. And so John was adamant about avoiding sin. Now, in his teaching this morning, he was talking about two kinds of sin. He says, a sin that is not deadly and a sin that is deadly. That is the basis of our understanding of venial sin and mortal sin. A venial sin, according to John, it will not cause you death. You know, you need to confess to the Lord, and it will be granted to you, the forgiveness. That's what we do every time we are at Mass. Before we begin, we recite the Confiteor. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters. That's the washing away of the venial sin. And of course, when we partake of the Eucharist, venial sin is also washed away, and we are healed from all of that. Now, there is a deadly sin, which is the mortal sin. And that we need to bring to the sacrament of penance to be cleansed from. Now, what is a mortal sin? A mortal sin is evil. The act itself is evil. Like, for example, murder or abortion or fornication. The act by itself is evil. So that's the first condition. The second condition is you know that is evil. You have a knowledge of the evil of that act. And the third condition is you agree to do it. That's mortal sin. We have a cooperation to something that is inherently evil. We know it's inherently evil. We agree to do it, and we actively participate in it. That's mortal sin. And so, my friends, today we are reminded of the vigilance that we need to have. Certainly, Christ's victory on the cross, His passion, His death, and His resurrection is already in us. The kingdom has begun already. But according to Bishop Robert Barron, he says, we need to do the mop-up job. There's still evil in the world, and we have to join the fight in advancing the kingdom of God by doing our part, by being really children of God and imbibing and living in our lives the message of the gospel. We have the new Moses leading us, and we have confidence that the Lord God will take care of His people. All we have to do is look to Him, be radiant in our beholding of Him, with the sacraments to strengthen us. We will get there one day, and it will be a great reunion.